Christ. It was extremely intensive, but the vast majority of the Jewish masses were unlettered, almost illiterate, certainly not very well equipped in Torah, and therefore cut off from any revitalization, cut off from any force that could give meaning to their lives, that would enable them to survive these terrible times. And in this vacuum, therefore, there arose this movement of Chassidus, which came to fill the vacuum, and it did so, and it came to revitalize Jewish life in Eastern Europe, revitalize it for the masses, revitalize it for those who were not scholars, and to give it purpose and meaning. In 1698, a man was born in the city of Okop in the province of Podolia in Polish Russia, near the Carpathian Mountains, and he was called Yisrael, and he later grew to be called Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, the Besht. Besht is the abbreviation Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov means he of the master of the good name. Now there were other people before him who also had that title. But after he was born and after his becoming the leader and the founder of the Hasidic movement, no one ever after him was called the Baal Shem Tov. He appropriated the title to himself. He became known as that. And even among his misnagdic opponents, that was the title that he was known by. And the other name that he's known by is the Rivosh, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. We know very little about his personal life and about his personal biography. It's all legends and mysteries. But I always mention to you that legends are important. They tell us something about the person. And the legends about the person, about the Baal Shem, are about a boy that was born when his father was a very old man. In other words, he was at least a semi-miracle child. And that during his youth and his early years, he was a dreamer. He was someone that would go out in the fields. He heard the conversation of birds and animals, and he was not known for his scholarship. He was not known for his talents in school, in the cheder. And in fact, at the age of 12, he already was working. His first job was that he would one of the jobs that existed in Jewish Europe was to, today it's like a bus driver for schools, to take children from their homes and bring them to the school and then take them home again. So he used to do that for the Malamed in town, for the Jewish teacher in town, for the cheder. He would take the children and deliver them and bring them home. He apparently was orphaned at a very early age, and he grew up on his own, grew up almost without direction. However, the legend says that in him was this great and unquenchable soul, this great fire, and that he secretly mastered the entire Torah when no one was looking. He would stay up at night. He would sleep in the Beis Medrash of the synagogue, and he would go to sleep, and then in the middle of the night he would get up and study all night, and then before the people came in the morning, go back to sleep, so the people thought that he had slept through the entire night, when in reality he had